Okay, this is something that a worm. Oh, what about a kind of wasp that builds a mud nest?
That's a dirt gobbler.
Okay. And a small insect that'll get in your skin. A small little red insect.
I don't know.
See, like if you went out picking blackberries or something.
Oh. Or a chigger.
Okay.
They really bore you.
Yeah.
Or they just make offers knock. Or ticks, you know, they get on you too.
An insect that jumps around in the grass.
Yeah, them crickets or katydids or something like that.
Okay, what about grasshopper or hopper?
Yeah, that's grasshopper.
Okay. And small fish that you might use for bait.
Minnows.
Okay. And something that a spider might build.
Spider web.
Okay. What about cobwebs? Is that anything different?
Yeah, well, I don't know. They have them. Right along now, they just all this place here, and I've been sweeping them down.
What's that?
The old cobwebs, as you call them.
Yeah, okay. Well, you call it spider web. Okay. And a part of the tree that's underneath the ground, you call
it a root.
Okay. A root's good for anything? Different kinds of, for medicine?
Red oak bark, I don't know nothing about the root. We had a sore horse that or something out of their leg, we'd always get that bark and boil it and make a ooze, you know, and bathe it.
Yeah.
And it always keeps swelling out, or we thought it would. I might not have done it.
What about any kind of herbs around here? Do you know anything about those?
Yeah, there's mayapple here. And
what's that for?
Well, I don't know what they use it
for. Red alder tag gets on that.
Yeah, red alder tags and
what?
Golden seal.
Yeah, do you use
ginseng? Yeah, golden seal.
Yeah, we take some red alder and put in water.
Yellow root, good for sore mouth.
Yellow root is?
It's out there on the mountain and along a branch. I've got to go to the front and get me a load. Because, you know, you have fever blisters come on your mouth. We all just wash this with a little old piece and put it in and let it run down on it and then wipe it off and it cures it.
Huh.
Better run to the doctor.
Yeah.
And then that golden seal is good stomach medicine. Ginseng is too.
Yeah. How do you think?
Daddy dug, last fall, this fall will be 2 years ago, Daddy dug $100-something worth of ginseng.
Gosh. Did you just sell it to
him? Daddy did. He took it out there on the mountain and sold it. No, I didn't. What he dug before he died is still hanging in the kitchen in there. He didn't need too much. Probably sick.
Yeah. What about something, I heard about something that you can smoke it.
Rabbit tobacco.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that called?
Well, some people call it life everlasting. But we always just call it rabbit tobacco.
Is that good for anything?
I don't know. I smoked them and it was
You just smoke it for fun? Or
I just get young and light, you know. And I've got my back hooked first. But I don't know what makes children do that. Mama tells us it makes us have a sore mouth. We watch around and get us some matches, you know, and we get off way off from the house and we roll it down an old piece of brown poke.
Yeah. Just you dry it out first?
Well, no, it'd already be dry, you know, along about in the dry fall, you see, it is already dead.
Yeah. Okay, and this is the kind of tree that's got broad leaves that shed all at one time. It's got white, scaly bark.
Well, that must be a white oak.
No, I'm thinking of, it's got little...
Walnut?
Little knobs or balls on it.
Oh, that's a sycamore.
Okay. What kind of trees are there around here?
Oh, honey. There's a white oak, red oak, black oak, maple, dogwood, sassafras,